Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit 4, anti-aging, all pushed together as one word. If you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, if you dial in to 712-775-8972, you can, and when it prompts for the conference code, put in 910022 to join us live. I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. And our panel does these calls in support of your TR90 efforts. I come to you with an education background, but a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise going back a few decades. So when you're first starting out with that TR90 program, it's your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals, and yes, it can be plant protein. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if in my case, 35 to 40% of the time, I was not able to do that. I had to take them with my meals. I still found that it worked very well for me. Your results may vary. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. That will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats. Your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and your minerals. And the other thing that fresh fruits and vegetables get you is fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety or that feeling of fullness. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. And for that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily, and ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber daily for that good digestive health. And if you're getting all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving. Well, 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. Definitely can do more. Definitely do not do less. It could be whatever you desire it be. It could be walking, running, hiking, swimming, furious house cleaning. You can do it in a 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks, whatever best suits your lifestyle. And if you're exercising heavily, then you need to start thinking about what your hydration level is. The baseline for that starts at 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water and you build it up from there depending on the humidity of the area you're in or how much you're perspiring because you're working out hard. And the last thing I have come across in all of my studies over the last several years has been to make sure that you get 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. That sleep really helps do a lot of things to help set your brain up for making good decisions, clearing out toxins, restoring muscles and tissues, storing memories. It just does a multitude of things. So today, the article is coming out of the Time Special Edition, The Science of Exercise, which came out in March of this year. And choosing your moves, your ultimate guide to figuring out your way to a best workout. The Power of Strength Training. So that's going to be the first article, and it's Mandy Oaklander. And we all lose muscle as we age, even if we stay fit. Here's why taking control of that is especially important for women. Dina Oaklander, MD, who's an assistant professor of psychiatry and behavioral neuroscience at the University of Chicago Medicine, who also happens to be my sister, is the last person you would expect to become a bodybuilder. She's naturally scrawny and a little bit shy and not the type of person to beast out at the gym, or so I once thought. In medical school, she counseled patients on the importance of exercise and feel like a hypocrite. She says, since she did little but shuttle home from home to the hospital, spending a rare free time catching up on sleep, my body didn't feel good. And my mind didn't feel good either, she says. But when she started taking her own advice, as a resident of Loyola University Medical Center, Dina quickly became a hardcore strength training fanatic. Within a month of learning how to lift weights, she noticed that she had more energy without needing as much sleep. She felt far better and far less stressed out, and she saw her body tone up fast. Strength training is the only way you are going to truly be able to sculpt the physique of your personal dreams, says Sue Clark, a Chicago-based strength coach who trains Dina. Above and beyond the physical changes, though, a whole new persona emerges as people start to feel really confident in their own body. Clark saw the transformation in Dina just as she has in many others. Once I get someone on board with strength training, they are usually good for life because they're seeing results like they've never seen with cardio. The average American flat out loathes strength training. While about half the people do either 150 minutes of aerobic exercise or the two days of strength training that are recommended each week, only about a quarter of the U.S. adults do both. Yet, the scientific benefits are stacking up in favor of strength training. From bone protection to disease prevention, it appears to have special benefits for women. There are so many misconceptions about strength and resistance training, says Larry Tucker, PhD, professor in exercise sciences at Brigham Young University. One is that you'll become muscle bound, so bulked up that your body becomes rigid. The fact is somewhat dispelled when athletes who started strength training saw that they could hit a ball farther, jump higher, and run faster, Tucker says. Gradually, we started realizing there are benefits beyond sports. But women in particular are neglecting strength training at their own peril. It is the only kind of exercise that makes muscles bigger, which lets them generate more strength and work force harder. Muscle mass allows us to move. Tucker says young people tend to take for granted the day-to-day parts of life that require strength, like walking upstairs or picking up a baby. A sedentary lifestyle means that people are gradually becoming weaker over time, he says. Building muscle can fight back against the process. It's also one of the very few ways to make bones more dense, a perk that is especially important for women. Lifting something heavy, like a dumbbell, makes bones bear more weight, and in exercise, stressing your bones is a good thing, to a point, of course. Bones are constantly remodeling, explains Anthony Hackney, PhD, an exercise physiologist at the University of North Carolina. Your body is always adding calcium to your bones and taking calcium away from your bones, he said. This delicate balance starts to tip as people age and they lose more mineral from the bone than they're able to lay down, Hackney says, and over time, bone gets less dense and more brittle and prone to osteoporosis, a condition that affects about 10 million Americans 50 and over, and 80% of those are female. Women have smaller, thinner bones than men from the start, and after menopause, they lose estrogen, a hormone that protects the bones. Strength training also comes with less visible benefit of lowering the risk of several diseases. The only way we can increase our metabolism unless we take drugs is to lift weights and maintain or increase our lean mass, says Tucker. Doing so makes the body more sensitive to insulin and therefore more durable against certain diseases. Recent research suggests that the strength training may lower a woman's risk for type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease. In a 2016 study, researchers from Harvard Medical School and the National Institutes of Health used data from nearly 36,000 older women who ranged in age from 47 to 98. The women filled out questionnaires about a decade for about a decade detailing their health and exercise levels, and one question asked them to estimate how much weight lifting or strength training they had done per week in the past year. Well, let's see, where did I leave off? Okay. The researchers then tackled which of the women had a heart attack or stroke and which developed type 2 diabetes. Whether or not a woman did muscle strengthening exercises indicated a lot about her health compared with women who avoided it. Those who did any amount of strength training were more likely to have lower body mass index and a healthier diet and less likely to be a current smoker. They also had a type 2 diabetes risk that was 30% lower and a cardiovascular risk that was 17% lower than those who did no strength training, even controlling for variables like age, vegetable and fruit intake, and physical exercise. Not surprisingly, adding an aerobic exercise helped drive both risks down even more. Those who did at least 120 minutes a week of aerobic exercise and some strength training had type 2 diabetes risk 65% lower than the women who didn't do either. Most people should do both kinds of exercise for the biggest gains. But if you have to choose one, Clark advises picking strength training. Cardio is more digestible. It's less intimidating, but people also get less and less out of it over time, she says. And as you grow fitter, you have to do more and more aerobic exercise to see the gains, she explains. Strength training, in her view, is the most efficient exercise for those with limited time. Powerlifting isn't the only way to get results. Strength training comes in far more accessible forms as well, many of which do not even require a gym membership and certainly don't require a personal trainer. Resistant bands, cheap strips of elastic that loop around the arms or legs are one good way to build strength without weights. A 2017 study showed that when frail women older than 60 who were obese worked out with resistant bands for 3 months, they dropped body fat and increased bone density. Another option that involves even less equipment is to use your own body weight. Sitting up and down in a chair many times builds strength, as does jumping, which uses many of the leg's major muscles. Even walking can count as strength training depending on the intensity. The right type and amount will be different for every woman and man, for that matter. But a little bit every day will do wonders. Just ask Dina, who entered her first bodybuilding competition just a year after she picked up her first weight. Not only did I look better than when I first started, but I also feel really confident, she says. Strength training opens up your thoughts for more positive thinking. Dina still urges her patients to exercise, but she really believes in. But it's the prescription she really believes in. Not everyone will become a bodybuilder, but most can get stronger and feel better by moving a little bit more. I find myself really encouraging patients to turn to exercise as an outlet or a way to help them cope with some of the difficult things they're dealing with in life, she says. The message is different now because I do it myself. And on Wednesday, I'll be jumping into 3 ways to get stronger without lifting weights. Tomorrow, we will have Frank up at the top of the hour. If you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information about Nu Skin, the company, or other things that might be going on within the Nu Skin world. Thrilled to have you along with us. I would welcome any thoughts or comments you may have, either verbally as soon as I take us off mute, or you can send me a text to 503-502-4863 and let me know you're part of the TR90 group, and I would be delighted to have a chat with you. Go out there and make it great. So there we have it, my friends. Hopefully you found that of interest. It definitely explains why getting that extra strength training is really important. And if you're looking for more information, scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, at the top of the hour, and I'm sure somebody will be sharing some information with you. If not, have a great day, and I look forward to having you back here with us and Frank tomorrow.